Crossing the arid mountain of Sinjar along Iraq's borders with Syria, you reach the town of Sinjar. A little more than a week ago, the Kurdish troops launched an all-out campaign to retake the town, which fell to ISIL's control back in August. Abandoned cars, clothes, TVs, and other possessions along the way, thrown on the ground by those who fearfully fled ISIL's attack on what now looks like a ghost city. With no one around to ask for directions, smoke and rounds of gunfire were our only lead to reach our destination. We finally reached a damaged building which the Kurdish troops had taken as headquarters. A Kurdish lieutenant was showing us around. The mortars are not the only worry for the Peshmergas, who tell us that ISIL snipers are non-stop. The Kurdish troops say they're hawk-eyed, answering back to all sources of fire. A Kurdish field commander from the Special Forces tells Press TV they have managed to put the extremist militants on the retreat.
We are facing a lot of resistance from the terrorists. They had this town under grip for so long and are fighting for it fiercely because it is the route to send reinforcements and militants.
ISIL has left the town choke full of explosives, something that has caused many injuries among the Kurdish troops.
The atrocities they have done here are indescribable. They abducted girls into slave markets, killed people en masse, looted homes and caused so much destruction. All of this is motivating us to fight harder and stronger for this town.
The Kurds have made a great advance in Sinjar, though it seems they have a long way to go securing it.
The fall of Sinjar to the Kurds is seen as a spine-breaking hit for ISIL, especially as its main supply lines between the province of Raqqa in Syria and Mosul here in Iraq have been completely cut off, something which the Kurdish troops here tell us will effectively weaken the terror group in any future confrontation, especially one which could retake Mosul. Ataf Ahmed, Press TV, from the front lines in Sinjar.